This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. As we look at goals for the new year, one thing to consider is picking up a new skill. Maybe you might want to take a programming course, or perhaps you're thinking about joining that new spin class at the gym. Well, here's another option for those of you that have a little bit of a sweet tooth. I have Shaku Ratnakrishnan, founder of Bake & Chill, a baking recipe box service.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me on the show, Christine. So Bake & Chill, as you said, is a recipe box service for all manner of cakes, pastries, and desserts. It aims to really simplify baking and make it more accessible to people. I've been baking since I was about 11 years old. But even for me, sometimes identifying a recipe, looking at the number of ingredients, the weighing and measuring of all ingredients to precision, all that can get a bit overwhelming and sort of puts you off before you've even started. So with Bake & Chill, and really inspired by so many people taking up baking during lockdown, what I wanted to do is create a service that brings you a new recipe every month. The bake box that you'll get will contain all the ingredients that you need already measured to the right quantities, and it includes any specialist equipment that you might need, such as the cake tin or piping bags and nozzles. It comes with a recipe card with all the instructions and quantities, so you can keep that and recreate the bake at another time, and you have access to online videos that will take you through the whole process step by step. So what I'm trying to do is take away the complexity of baking and allows you to enjoy the process and enjoy the finished product afterwards. So it's suitable for a novice baker, but it's also suitable for someone with a bit more baking experience, because I've tried to include some more technical bakes, which sometimes we might be more hesitant to try at home.
Hmm. Awesome, right. And just to clarify as well, because with with a lot of other recipe boxes maybe lean towards more the savory side, although mm-hmm. they do have most of the ingredients measured out, as you mentioned, they tend to sort of assume that you would have pantry staples, you know, like in the case of, like, let's say, oil or flour or whatever. Is that the case for these boxes, or are you including the pantry staple items as well?
I include the pantry staple items as well. You know, if it's salt, sugar, flour, obviously, you'll need a lot of in baking. All of that's included in the boxes. Mm-hmm. What we do assume is that you'll have some of the basic kitchen utensils, so mixing bowls, baking tray. For some of the bakes, for a cake, for example, the cake tin and the volume of the cake tin is important, as is the temperature. All of that makes a difference to the quality of the outcome. So then I do include the cake tin as well in the baking box. But if it doesn't make a difference so much, then I do assume that you have that at home.
Right, I see. So stuff like, you know, whisks and stuff like that, you would not include in the box.
Yes.
Got it. Very exciting. Now, you mentioned that the recipes that you choose are, slightly above, I guess, what people might refer to as home baking, or sort of the perception mm-hmm. of amateur baking, right? It's not just going to be chocolate chip cookies and stuff like that. Why necessarily do that instead of going for, I guess, the more accessible recipes?
So I'm trying to appeal to a wider audience of people. The bake box, because it gives you everything sort of measured and set out for you, it's easy for a novice baker to jump straight into something a little bit more technical, but it's also more interesting for someone who has, say, a butter cake or a Victoria sponge recipe down pat. This gives them something new, something a bit more technical, and I'm able to teach them, hopefully, a new skill altogether. Mm-hmm. And also, what I want to do is, sometimes there's a little bit of an assumption that the more technical bakes, like meringue or pastry or something, that, you know, only professionals can do. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is demystify that and say, actually, these are all things that you can do at home just with a little bit of know-how, a few tips and tricks. They're all absolutely accessible to everyone someone at home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shy away from, you know, things like making a pavlova or profiteroles. I teach you how to do that too.
Very nice. Now, when did you start this endeavor and what has been the customer response so far?
So I started looking into setting up Bake and Chill, doing some market research in around March last year. And then we really only started operationally in June 2021. So far, it's been good. We usually promote via Instagram and via word of mouth, really. So friends and families introducing their friends to it has really been how we've been able to sort of get the word out. We're growing slowly. So there are some bakes that have really captured a lot of people's attention. We have a Gula Melaka Basque burnt cheesecake that's been really popular. So I really hope to be able to build on that and start getting more people excited as we go through 2022.
Exciting. Now, how also do you decide which recipes to choose for the month?
Well, I choose my recipes usually 3 months in advance. So that gives me time to plan it out. I want to make sure there's a mix of slightly easier bakes with a bit more technical. There's a mix of ingredients. So 1 month will be chocolate, another month will be, you know, a cheesecake, another month will be something lemon, for example. So you always have a difference in flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And also mix up the type of bake. So a cake, a biscuit, a pastry. And there's a wealth of recipes to choose from. I have, whole library of recipes now that can take us into 2024. So there's a lot we can do. Just picking one per month is difficult, but
okay.
Yes, that's not the hard bit. The hard bit then, I suppose, is testing those recipes, making sure that they are suitable for a home kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the right quantities for people with various sized ovens and all that. So a lot of that consideration goes into the 3 months leading up to launching that bake box.
Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, your current payment model is through a subscription service, but you also do have a one-off box for like the current month as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we'd love for people to subscribe and join us every month, learning a new skill, learning a new recipe. But some people just have an interest in that particular recipe, and that's totally fine. Absolutely. So, you know, that's why we have both models available. And it just works for different people, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And your subscription model is priced at 75 ringgit per month. And then I believe your one-off purchases are ever so slightly above that with, I think, 80 ringgit as well, if you just want to get that one-off box for the month as well, if I'm not mistaken. So tell me a little bit about that and how you arrived at setting those price points.
That's been an interesting balance. So there are two considerations for me for that. One is cost. The whole point of this is to make it accessible. So I want to keep the price points as low as possible. The other is quality. And I don't scrimp on the quality. We use the best quality chocolate, cream cheese, even eggs. And my customers have said they can actually taste the difference in the finished product because of the quality of the ingredients. So that we want to make sure that that's preserved. So coming at that price point has been trying to find a balance between the two and also looking at, you know, what else is in the market. That's also a consideration. So I have to be sensible to people and think, you know, you can buy a slice of cake in a cafe for maybe under 20 ringgit, or you can bake yourself an entire cake for 80 ringgit,
mm-hmm.
right? And also learn how to do it again in the future and have all the equipment to do it in the future. So we're targeting people who want to learn to bake, and that's no detraction from all the great bakers and cafes out there that actually produce, that sell this, to people too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that in a way, this is sort of an investment not only into the food itself, obviously, but into the skill that you learn in accordance with the recipe of the month, right?
Exactly. It is something that you'll learn and you'll produce this month, but you can take that knowledge away and make the same recipe again a couple of months' time. You know, that's something that stays with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Now, in the future as well, would there be room for, you know, customer requests for recipes or perhaps more, easier or more, amateur bakes as well?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Work with customers, see what they're keen on, what they'd like to learn, and then work with them towards that. I've had some customers who've said, you know, they like the recipes, but then not everybody has an oven at home to be able to bake.
Mm-hmm.
So I've come up with a couple of recipes that can be made at home without an oven. One of that is my Basque burnt cheesecake. You can actually bake it in an air fryer.
Oh, fun. Well, I didn't know that. All right. Well, great. So time for a short break for some messages. But when we come back, I'll be speaking to Shaku Ratnakrishnan all about Bake and Chill, her baking recipe box service. So do stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Before Friday materializes. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
To Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Shaku Ratnakrishnan, founder of Bake and Chill, a baking recipe box service. Before the break, we talked a little bit about the price point of the subscription service, as well as how she chooses her recipes and why she decided to set off on this entrepreneurial journey in the first place. Now, you know, you have these recipe boxes and they change every month, obviously, which are recipes, but of course you also include all the ingredients, and with baking specifically, there are of course some fresh ingredients that you have to account for. So tell me a little bit about that. How do you essentially ensure the preservation of the ingredients within the boxes as well?
So all the boxes are made to order. I prepare them on the day that a customer requests delivery, right? So when they purchase a box, they can select a delivery date. I'll prepare as much as I can in advance, but really all the ingredients are put together on the day and then they're dispatched and delivered to the customer. Basically, it's 2 hours door to door.
Mm-hmm.
So, within the box itself, I make sure that it includes packing material and coolants and things like that to make sure that for the time that it's in transit, all of the ingredients are at the right temperature. Mm-hmm. Once it's delivered to the customer, each packet comes with instructions of how to store it, just so they can put it in the fridge or put it in the pantry until they're ready to bake.
Mm-hmm.
Most time, the ingredients can be kept for up to a week. So you can find a convenient time, find a couple of hours in your day, and then decide when you're going to bake within that week.
Yeah.
So all of that's there. All of the information is there for the customer to manage their ingredients.
Nice. And looking sort of a little bit further back on that supply chain line, you know, in terms of sourcing for the ingredients as well, how do you go about that if you're making everything to order? Are you ordering things in bulk, you know, at the beginning of the month or as you go along? How does that work?
Most of the time, I will order my specialist equipment, packing material, all of that's ordered in bulk and ordered well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I typically order the ingredients on a weekly basis. As I know what my orders are going to be like for the week, that's when I bring them in. That also means that the ingredients are as fresh as possible when they get to the customer.
Nice. And in terms of logistics as well, do you work with any specific logistic partner?
None specifically. Really. So what I try to do is make the price point as low as possible, make sure it is delivered in good quality to the customer. in order to help, you know, make this as low cost as possible, I cover the first 10 kilometers delivery charge for whichever delivery partner I choose to use. And so the customer only has to pay the difference outside of that.
Mm, fantastic. Now, also for these baking recipes as well, as you mentioned before the break, you also include a link to a video tutorial for each recipe. So tell me a little bit about that.
So that's part of the reason I have to plan this each box 3 months in advance. So once I have the recipe, I've tested it, it's going to work for a customer, then I will record that at home. So I spend a bit of time recording that tutorial for the customer, breaking it down step by step. And then I'll add on the voiceover instructions. The benefits of the video tutorial really is there are lots of different hints and tips that you can drop in that aren't necessarily contained in a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, what do you look out for when you want to be sure that your egg whites are whipped stiff enough?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, how do you test if your cake is done? What are you looking for in terms of, you know, the skewer test and things like that? So mm-hmm. with the video, I can show a customer what it's supposed to look like. And then when they're baking, they can basically play and pause as they go along so that they have that guidance throughout their baking process.
Mm. And before you started, Bake and Chill, did you have any experience in terms of, you know, not only, the entrepreneurial aspect of this, but also all of this, you know, shooting the videos and editing them, I assume, for these tutorials as well?
It has been a learning curve for me.
Right.
Very much so. So no, I had no experience in terms of setting up a business, recording it, managing a social media account, setting up a website. It's been a great learning experience for me, certainly. Lots of new skills I've picked up in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great. I mean, baking something I've loved to do for years and years and years. So, you know, planning a whole business around it has been really a lot of fun. Not saying it's a lot of hard work as well, but, you know, that's all very well worth it when I'm in the kitchen and baking this. So I've loved every minute of it.
Mm, that's really lovely to hear. Now, obviously, you've probably heard the phrase that cooking is an art, baking is a science. And mm-hmm. I don't know about you, I was terrible at science as a kid. And so, you know, no recipe is really foolproof, right? You know, where can people go? Where can your customers go if, you know, they've gotten all the pre-measured stuff out and they've, tried their best to follow the video tutorial to a T and yet it still hasn't turned out? Like, is there some support service or something like that where they can give that feedback or ask more questions about, like, you know, I thought I did this right, but then, you know, it turned out that it wasn't actually the right way or it didn't turn out well.
Absolutely. So there are two avenues for that. If they want to give some feedback to improve the quality of the bake boxes next time, I really want to hear that. And there's a sort of feedback form on the website where they can do that. But they can also contact me directly via our Instagram page. I'm always on the other end of that, so I will respond as quickly as possible, and especially if there are queries from customers who go, something's not quite working or something like that, I'd love to be able to respond immediately and help them out.
Yeah, where it's like, I thought the egg yolks were glossy, but it turns out they weren't and I don't know what to do. right? So, you know, I think that's really, you know, and that also must take up, that's a fair amount of your own personal time as well. So are you thinking about expanding your staff by any chance?
I'd love to. I think that's what 2022 is hopefully going to bring. So I want to be able to sort of grow our customer base here and then from there, hopefully move out into, I currently run this from home, mm-hmm. so move into a cloud kitchen and then maybe bring on one or two staff to support. But that really depends on how we grow and how we progress here. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd love to do, I mean, I've had lots of inquiries from people in Penang as well, so it'd be wonderful to be able to branch out and offer this to people in other states and other cities. So that's something we'll hopefully be looking into towards the end of the year.
Fantastic. And finally, you know, can you tell me a bit about some other plans for the future? Maybe a sneak peek into what 2022's recipe boxes might have in store for people who are interested?
Sure. So in January, so this month, we have a chocolate fondant. And then coming up in the next few months, we have lemon meringue pie, a decorative Swiss roll. So it's a Swiss roll, but it's got a little, teach you how to make a little pattern on the outside of the cake. And then we have things like a salted caramel tart and Mont Blanc, which is a French pastry with a sablé biscuit and then like a chestnut cream around the outside. So lots of different things, you know, some popular, some things that are maybe a bit more niche. But I'll try and incorporate a lot of things. And if people have suggestions and ideas, I'd love to hear it.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much, Shaku, for joining me on the show today and telling us all about Bake and Chill.
Thank you very much, Christine. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Shaku Ratnakrishnan, founder of Bake and Chill, a baking recipe box service. If you've missed any of today's chats, you can go ahead and download the podcast. It's available on our app, which is on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And it's also available on our website, bfm.my, for you to listen to and even download at your convenience. This is BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.